This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning, gut buckets. Time to wipe the crud from your eye sockets and bite the wind of another Wednesday.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G. Ah!
We begin with breaking news at 11 and a pursuit ending like no other.
The pit maneuver we have seen many times, but it's what happened right after that was so unusual. The suspect had some maneuvers of his own. It turns out he gets out of the car, puts on a little dance performance right in the middle of Laurel Canyon Boulevard.
Oh, okay. Suspect doing some breakdancing here in the middle of the roadway, and he is definitely playing games with officers now, putting on quite a show for the CHP helicopter, which has now arrived on scene as well.
So you're not going to go to law school? What do you want to do then?
I want to dance.
And now.
Hey, guys, podcast listener, and I wanted to talk. You know what? I'll just go ask myself.
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is Wednesday morning, the 10th of April.
So, how about that wind, huh? Windy enough for you?
Jeez. Enough wind, you guys?
Pretty windy.
Sure is windy. Although I did hear a guy on the radio this morning being interviewed. He pulled into the driveway of his home. I think it was somewhere in the valley. And a
home is gone.
What?
Home was gone.
The home was gone. Yeah. I saw that too.
No, you're thinking of Wizard of Oz. No. This is a guy who pulled into his driveway.
Saw a lion, a tin man.
No. Oh, okay. They didn't say the tree fell down. They said a bunch of branches from the tree fell down, and one of them shattered his windshield and went right through
his throat.
I believe. No.
Went right through his throat. Weird.
The passenger's
seat.
The passenger's throat.
The passenger's seat. He was alone in the car.
Final destination. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Thank God he was the only person in the car. He wasn't with his wife or his friends or his kids or anything like that. He's the only one in the car.
His wife was having an affair with his friend.
No,
had a kid with him.
Look, it's just a story about
both of them inside the house while he's getting speared outside the house with the truth. And she's getting speared inside the house.
Yeah, right? Jetson.
What I'm saying is somebody escaped certain death there.
I see.
Because the branch went right through the windshield into the passenger seat. And he's in the car. I mean, it's a foot difference, and that's him.
You know lost what I mean? His foot?
No.
And then I saw his foot off.
That other video yesterday, did you see that one of that car going down the road and a power pole just toppled on top of it and landed on top of a car while it was driving down the road?
Cut it in half.
No,
it was
didn't
insane.
Cut it in half.
Oh, I've never seen anything like blood that. Blood everywhere.
Nobody
got
hurt. Nobody got hurt. My point is it's windy. My point is there was a lot of wind. But at least in the bunker, Allie, you were immune from all of that last night.
No. I closed my windows early, around 3 p.m., because it was getting super gusty.
Right.
Closed all my windows. Things were good. About 12:10, I woke up out of a dead sleep to glass shattering. And I'm like, what? So I'm terrified. I wake up the guy. No, that didn't happen. There was no one. I walked out to my living room. My window, I have floor-to-ceiling windows that one had come unlatched, knocked over my all-season Christmas tree.
Oh, now it's on.
Now it's on. That has glass ornaments that I put up for Easter because, you know, I'm getting ready for the Holy Spirit.
What? She's so sad and lonely.
I really am. Knocked over all the stuff on a table. I guess it took it down with it.
Oh, no. This is a colossal disaster.
So I'm put on a pair of shoes, put on pants, and I've got a dustpan and brush, and I'm cleaning up glass.
And what time is this again?
It's a little after midnight.
And so this is convenient for your schedule.
No, and I haven't slept yet. Because
at
that point, I'm just like, wow, this wind is just loud, and it was just like, why didn't the latch stick? And maybe did someone come in? Is someone in my house now? What happened?
I mean, that's a valid thought.
And why would it take out the all-season tree?
Well, that's just disrespectful.
It is. Thank you.
That's an affront to the baby Jesus.
It is.
And apparently the Easter Bunny.
It was a rough night. So just letting you know that that will set the tone.
All right.
For
today's going to be good.
My portion of the show.
How about you, Valley Boys? How was the win for you?
There was a lot.
It was.
That's all I got.
A lot of tree branches.
Mm-hmm.
But no.
Did you lose power? Because like 30 different communities lost
a lot of people
power.
I did
because I woke up with the warning that the internet was off. But it must have happened in the middle of the night because when I woke up, lights were fine, dudes.
Oh, that's good.
Huh. Yeah.
Yeah, losing power is no fun.
All seasons tree is just standing up. Just living, right? Living tall.
Luck out.
All right. Well, I hope everybody's okay. And that poor guy got speared in his driveway.
Right.
I feel bad for him.
God bless.
At least his wife's happy.
Here's the story. I asked the guys yesterday. I said, I'm going to read a headline, and you guys tell me if you want the story or not. And they all said yes, against my better judgment. I wasn't going to do it.
Oh, you knew our answer when you asked it.
Yeah, I haven't stopped thinking about just the headline.
Holding in a fart means you might breathe it out your mouth.
Now, this is scientific?
Yes, this is scientific.
This is real.
This is real, yes.
Not The Onion or something like that? Okay.
No, this is actually true.
All right.
Have you ever held in a fart to save face? Chances are, if you're honest, the answer to that question is yes. But what you're about to read might make you think twice the next time you feel that buildup of gas in your tummy. Because holding in a fart won't just leave you feeling uncomfortable. It could end up with you breathing the fart out of your mouth instead.
Could I suggest that's just a burp at that point?
Well, a burp wouldn't smell like a fart. I think that's where we're going, right?
They're saying it's farty smell?
Yes.
Come on.
This is according to Professor Claire Collins, a nutrition and dietetics?
I assume it's not Dianetics.
No, it's not.
Did we have to drop that?
No. Expert at the University of Newcastle, writing for The Conversation, she said, holding in trapped wind could cause abdominal distension with some gas reabsorbed into the circulation and exhaled in your breath. Holding on to... Oh,
okay.
No.
Those are wet.
Holding on too long means the buildup of intestinal gas will eventually escape via an uncontrollable fart. So what's better?
Uncontrollable. I love that. You're in a meeting. You're like, I can do this. I can wait. Oh, no.
Meanwhile, she also warned that it could lead to a condition called diverticulitis.
Diverticulitis.
Which is bad, right?
You don't want that.
You do not want that.
My dad has that if he eats seeds or like any sort of small nut.
That's when the small pouches develop in the gut lining and become inflamed.
Yeah.
Ooh. Farting is an entirely natural response to the body's digestion of food. Now, you'd rather have an uncontrollable butt fart than any kind of fart out of your mouth, though, right?
Well, uncontrollable, yes, but not to the point where it's not a fart anymore, if you know what I'm saying.
Of course,
yes. You don't want to poo yourself.
Can you shart?
Like, you don't want to shart.
Can you shart out your mouth?
Oh, no.
Why would you even put that out there?
I mean it because it logically follows the story.
Why would you say that?
Damn it, Jensen.
It's the next step.
No, it isn't.
Of course it is.
You're disgusting.
When it comes to researching farting, Professor Collins says it's hard to find willing volunteers, but one recent study found over a 24-hour period, the average person farts how many times?
Over how long?
24 hours.
106?
No.
That's just you, Jensen. We've been meaning to talk to you about
that. Shouldn't have said something.
Three?
All right, three.
I'd say 10.
No jokes aside, I hope it's more than three. I'll say 15.
Kevin is closest. It is 8.
Really?
It is 8. The research found that people farted more after a big meal and less at night. You can also create a fart just from swallowing air. Or from carbon dioxide produced when stomach acid mixes with bicarbonate in the small intestine. So it's not always caused by food, I guess is what they're saying.
Right.
The smelliest farts were due to sulfur-containing gases, one study found. 16 healthy adults were fed pinto beans and lactulose, and the smell was evaluated by 2 judges.
Oh.
Can you imagine that's your job as a judge of farts?
Yes.
All right, my God.
Would the smelliest fart be A or B? That's what your whole day would be.
Wow.
The good news is that in a follow-up experiment, the researchers found a charcoal-lined cushion helped quash the smell of the sulfur gases. You guys have seen the advertisements for those underwears that are supposed to be fart trappers, right?
I have seen that, yeah.
Yeah. It sounds like you should get them, Kevin.
I mean, I don't need them, but...
Pressurized cabins on airplanes mean you're more likely to pass flatus, it says.
What's flatus?
I assume that's the technical term for what's happening.
Oh.
Due to gas volume expanding at the lower cabin pressure compared to being on the ground. So that means you fart more on an airplane, which is terrible news
that
for recirculated
news, yeah.
air, right?
That's my lower cabin pressure.
So what should you do next time you're overcome by the urge to pass wind in a public place? Take yourself to the loo.
Pass the hell out of it.
But whether you make it there or not, Professor Collins says the best thing for your gut health is just to let it rip.
And then say...
What do you smell that for?
I don't need to. We don't need Chuck Berry there.
Yeah, we do.
But no farting out of the mouth, guys. Let's not do that.
And not what Jensen said.
That's a nightmare.
I'm going to tell you, if I had a friend who could fart out his mouth,
right?
It would be party central, man.
He'd be the hero.
Oh, yeah. You guys having Jim come over? Yeah, we're going to make him fart out his mouth.
He said that while peeing on a hooker.
Okay, stop it already. He's a legend. He practically invented rock and roll. I will not have you besmirch Chuck Berry.
Oh, I'm sorry. He didn't say that?
It's undetermined.
Can you play it again just in case?
Because sounds like...
Could be anybody on that tape.
Sure. Of course. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Oh, no. This is some industrial-grade bullshit right here.
I mean, it all goes up from here, though, right after that conversation.
It has to.
Petros Papadakis joins us to talk about what in God's name is happening with the Lakers.
Well, the Lakers are in the best shape they've ever been. I understand things are smooth sailing. And the future couldn't look any brighter.
That's because they're on vacation now.
Magic holds a press conference and doesn't tell Jeannie.
Yeah.
Quits and doesn't tell Jeannie.
That's some high school BS.
Yeah, that's really
And it
really
didn't seem
weak.
Like he even had a statement or anything prepared. Like he was winging it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who's the dick on the program today? We have Zachary Levi.
Yeah.
Shazam himself.
Big movie star.
On the show. We've got rap battle. Rehearsal?
Yeah.
Kevin, how much time you spend prepping last night?
I went through it three times.
Okay, you feeling good?
Nope.
I mean, it is his favorite song.
How about you?
I probably spent about an hour on it.
Wow!
And I might be worse than when I started.
Oh. Because basically what we're doing today is you're going to rap a
just
rap
existing
song.
Songs,
yeah, over a karaoke beat. I'm very excited for this.
Yes, and you'll judge and see what kind of clay you have to mold into a competent rapper by April Foolish this time.
Yeah, and I'm assuming this will be sharts out the mouth.
Most likely, yes. And also, we've got your tickets for Foolishness as well, and that is coming up in the 6 o'clock hour. We'll take a break. We'll come back with what's happening next.
Kevin and Bean on K-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
Allie.
Bean.
With all the sleep you got last night, I can't wait to hear your what's happening here on a Wednesday morning.
Can I just say, though, thank God that the air conditioning was fixed yesterday and apparently broken to the point where it is just freezing in here. Unable to turn the air down, so we're staying awake.
I did hear the words come out of your mouth yesterday. I'd much rather be cold than hot.
And yeah. I absolutely would. I agree with that. However, I got a message from the lovely Megan Holiday that does nights. And she's like, yeah, not sure what happened when he fixed it, but I now have a polar bear in here.
Oh, no.
You can't turn it like past 64.
Has science advanced to the point where you can control the temperature in a room?
No.
Well, no.
Can I give you guys the bright side of this, though?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that it's now so cold that most of the cockroaches in the building are dying out.
Mm. Good point.
Good point.
They're icing up.
He's not kidding.
That cockroach that was in the office a couple days ago was the size of a rat.
Yeah.
it was the biggest cockroach I've ever seen.
Yeah. Mugs put it on a leash and he just took it for a walk.
Yeah. He did. It's disturbing.
It was the size of Chip.
It really was. Chip wrote it, actually, which was fun to watch. How long did you stay on? It was over 6 seconds, right?
Eight. I did eight.
Yeah.
A real rodeo. Awesome.
We put the video of that up on the Kevin and Bean Instagram if you wanna see the cockroach.
If you wanna get up first thing this morning and look at a cockroach.
Yeah, we're not exaggerating. And by the way, how does a cockroach even get into the building up onto our floor?
Probably the elevator.
Okay.
Probably has nothing to do with the fact that the walls were seeping wet for months.
Oh, that'd be ridiculous.
Yeah.
That was all good. I heard from the very beginning that was safe.
Yeah, before they even tested it.
No problem.
And also, the cockroach had an employee badge on it. That surprised me.
That was too much. He's doing drive homes over Coase. I mean, I think it's very odd now. We've hired him.
That's weird.
Mm-hmm.
Hard worker, though.
Yeah.
Got to give him that.
Yeah. Guys, Lori Loughlin and her husband. Yikes!
Was canceled.
What's the latest?
They were indicted again yesterday for participating in the college admission scam. This time hit with new charges that have them facing up to 40 years in prison.
What's going on?
A federal grand jury in Boston handed down the indictment against the Full House star and her husband Massimo and 14 other parents on charges of, listen to this, conspiracy to commit mail fraud, wire fraud, plus the brand new charge of conspiracy to commit money laundering.
Whole lot of hullabaloo.
Yeah, that move comes a day after the feds announced that 13 other parents arrested in the scandal, including Felicity Huffman, had agreed to take plea deals.
Don't trust Whitey.
However, Loughlin and others refused the deals, resulting in the new charges.
Wow.
So that means...
So stupid.
If her and her husband wanted to plea bargain now, instead of what would be 2 to 2.5 years in prison, prosecutors would recommend a minimum of 4 to 6 years.
Oh.
And yeah, Huffman...
The feds are putting the squeeze on him. Yeah. Essentially what's happening.
And Huffman's plea could get her to serve as little as 4 months in prison. So I don't know if it's... If they couldn't plea with how much they're in for, because it was over... almost like $500,000 that mm-hmm. they were accused of. So they couldn't plea down to that point. But it also seems like everyone's kind of doing the right thing with the apology and the, oh, my God.
Oh, yeah,
but
yeah.
They have admitted nothing, and she's signing autographs outside of court. This is weird.
I'm telling you, this is where you realize if it was a good person who did a bad thing or mm-hmm. a bad person who did a bad thing.
Yeah.
This is where that apology from Felicity Huffman was like a class in PR.
Yeah.
It was so good.
Lori Loughlin hasn't even issued a statement yet.
No.
Not a word on it. Forget apologizing.
Yeah.
Hasn't even acknowledged it.
Hasn't acknowledged it and maybe sign less autographs
right.
as you're walking into the grand jury. I just feel like they think they're going to get away with this because they're going to throw money at it.
She's not signing as many autographs as she could because she's taken some of her time to pose for selfies.
Right.
With fans.
It's gross.
Yeah, that's a weird story. Yeah.
She's going to jail, you guys.
Yes. I think Felicity Huffman's going to do a couple months, too.
Oh, yeah. She'll do
like 4 to 6 years, no matter what. 4 to 6 years seems like a lot for this scandal, doesn't it?
Listen, we're talking about people who put money into a college or into a company and pretended it was charity.
Yeah, right.
This is not like a small crime.
And
money laundering
is
massive.
Yeah.
It's not good.
Yeah.
I'll miss Full House.
Well, it wasn't coming back. Anyway.
I'll miss Full House.
Okay. All right. It doesn't cease to exist. It's still...
I'm going to miss Full House.
Okay. Some birthdays for you. John Madden. Haley Joel Osment. Mandy Moore. Charlie Hunnam. Daisy Ridley. Q-Tip. Maren Morris. And David Harbour. And that's what's happening.
The Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock.
The Kevin and Bean Afro Line is for you to call anytime, day or night. Leave us a voicemail message, please, at 323-520-AFRO. What you talking about today?
Bean, I'm angry. Don't go live with the queen.
Don't go live with the queen, Bean.
Aww.
Oh, I
the
wish.
The kid's angry.
I wish I could live with the queen.
We played some highlights of Bean in the late 80s as Flash Phillips.
Yes.
Hey, Kevin and Bean. Just listening to awesome DJ called Flash Phillips. And I'd like to say I want to put my vote in to bring back the word spanking. Spanking. Woo!
That would be spanking.
That would be spanking.
Had a listener reach out on social media yesterday saying that, hey, Bean's leaving at the end of the year, right? You got to hire that Flash Phillips guy, right? Have him replace him. We'd be fine.
None of us would have to talk either.
Such a fun reveal.
It'd be exhausting.
Hello, my name is Giselle, podcast listener. And oh my gosh, Lady Boner for Bean, speaking in Spanish, me gusta.
When did you speak Spanish?
I don't know. Who cares?
I believe it was Kevin talking about...
Oh, it was me.
Yeah, Sin Dientes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she's Boca, por favor.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the wrong yeah. lust. She gave the wrong
wow,
lust.
Bean, your coder's gone.
Look, Bean will take it.
Look, if somebody wanted to have sex with you because she thought you were somebody else, you'd still do it.
Okay, smart. Yeah,
yeah, that's definitely not assault.
Yeah.
Here's the thing: is that it doesn't matter if it's good or horrible. Mm-hmm. We get blamed for what each other says all
that's
the
right.
time.
True.
So
that's
Bean
right.
will say something offensive. I get yelled at. I'll say something offensive. He'll get yelled at.
People still scream at me. Why did you steal that car on St. Patrick's Day? Why don't you put your grocery carts back?
We were talking about taking pictures in front of TV and movie locations.
Hey, guys. I work at Whittier High School, you know, where they did Back to the Future. Pretty cool.
All right.
Okay. Doesn't sound like much of a burn, but okay.
Podcast listener in Baltimore here. When I was in high school, I was in Natchitoches, Louisiana, where Steel Magnolias was filmed. And we actually did the Steel Magnolias play. And we had our cast party at the house where the movie was filmed. And all the girls in the cast took turns running down the staircase screaming, "Mama, mama, it looks like a stuck pig bled all over my hands." Hey, Omar.
Okay.
It's a weird shout out.
Sounds fun.
Afro listener.
The guy starts an Afro listener and he realizes, you know what? I'm not an Afro listener. I'm a podcast listener.
Afro listener. Nope.
So I'm a podcast listener. I recently listened to the episode where Kevin told everybody that he lets his grocery carts go wherever he wants them to go.
By the way, I know that happened one time.
Yeah, but all willy-nilly.
One time you admitted to.
Right after listening to that, I went to the store, came back inside, got in my car to leave, heard a huge bang. Went outside, like, Kevin, ran my car with a grocery cart. F*** you, Kevin.
Oh. I don't know why it's Kevin's fault.
He says I was there with the cart and I ran it into his car.
Okay.
My birthday was about a week and a half ago.
Hello, my name is Brian. And this message is for my main man, Kev Dog. Wanted to say happy birthday. I got my shorts on this. About to smoke some Radeon Durst and woo-hoo!
A beautiful tribute.
Thanks. No better way to celebrate.
Mm-hmm. Talking about nicknames and how they became about.
What's up, party people? Calling today about the nicknames. So I was really skinny growing up, still am, but they called me Auschwitz, like the Jewish internment camp. Yeah, it was not chill.
That's offensive.
That's rough. Not chill. He just said that's not chill.
Yeah.
That's it? That's as strong as you can come out against that one?
Gain some weight, dude.
That hurts, right?
They called me Auschwitz because I had a lot of gas. I didn't want to do that joke at all.
You were forced into it.
Keep moving.
Hey, guys. Longtime listener. Podcast listener from North Carolina right now.
Oh.
Heard you guys talking about nicknames. Back in high school, a bunch of my friends would be nerdy and do LAN parties and stay up all night playing video games. And we would often eat not-so-great stuff like pizza and fast food. And I'm a bit like Allie. And suffice it to say, I earned the name Dumpo Pants.
Oh.
Yeah, it spelled bad. But I embraced it, and I love it. Love you guys. Bye.
Okay. You embraced it, and I love it.
No,
do not embrace Dumpo Pants. Move out of the state of North Carolina and never communicate with those people again.
Oh, no.
Dude, seriously, that Lady Gaga remix mug, good work, my man. Good work.
Right?
My past from laughing so hard.
Lady Gaga! Roma, Roma, Gaga. He's amazing, you guys.
Great.
I don't think we say it enough.
No.
That is painful, is all I have to say. 323-520-AFRO, 24 hours a day. If you would like to go to Kevin and Bean's 11th annual April Foolishness, you're going to have to play a game, but call now, 1-800-520-1067. We'll give somebody tickets next.
The Kevin and Bean Show, the world famous K-Rock.
I'm very excited for this contest, by the way. Somebody's going to win a pair of tickets to Kevin and Bean's 11th annual April.
Selling a little or a lot?
Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Foolishness, April 26th at the Microsoft Theater. Tickets are on sale now, by the way. AXS.com if you want to buy them. And you can go to krock.com if you want to enter to be the opening act. If you are a comedian, you'd like to open the show. All the information is at krock.com. All right. If you love comedy and know comedians and their jokes, this game is for you. It's called Beer Mug Theater.
Good morning, Kevin and Bean. It is I, Jonathan Beer Mug Cantrell. And today I will be showcasing the greatest acting that this generation has ever seen. For I am the greatest thespian that ever roamed these halls. A little demonstration for you. You want me to do, let's say, Popeye? Well, then I would go,
well, blow me down.
So now, without further ado, it is time for Beer Mug Theater.
Good example.
Yeah.
I'd also like to point out that these are not any of the comedians that are on this year's April Foolishness.
No, that's right.
Yeah, many of them are dead.
Yes, yeah. There's a lot of older stuff.
Okay. These are all famous comedians Beer Mug will impersonate by doing some of their most famous jokes. All you have to do is name the comedian, and you go into the drawing to win the tickets to April Foolishness. Who's up first, please?
Drew in Riverside. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, listen up. What great comedian is Beer Mug doing here?
If you ever had to use a toilet brush as a back scratcher, you might be a redneck. If you ever put AstroTurf in the back of your pickup, you might be a redneck. If your wife says she's game and you shoot her, you might be a redneck.
I think extra points if he doesn't get it.
Drew.
Drew.
Come on, Drew.
Drew.
You might be a redneck. You might
Ron
be.
White.
What?
It's not Ron White. Larry, you're correct.
He's
right. It's not Larry White. The Cable Guy, right?
But we need who it is.
Drew, are you smarter than a fifth grader?
Oh, I know.
Drew.
Drew. What if we were to say Jeff Foxworthy?
That's the guy.
Oh, hang up on yourself, Drew. Hang up on yourself. I'm waiting.
Okay.
I can't tell if you hung up.
All right. That wasn't on you, Muggs. That was outstanding.
Thank you. That was
totally on Drew.
Let's go to Manuel in Montebello. Good morning.
Good morning, party people.
Good morning.
All right. Here we go, Manuel. You ready?
Yes.
I'll tell you. I went through plenty. Why, the first time I hitchhiked, I got beat up. I used the wrong finger. That's the story of my life. No respect. Same thing with my wife. I made toast on her birthday to the best woman a man ever had. The waiter joined me. No respect, I tell you.
Well done.
Pretty good.
Nice.
That is well done, and I can't think of his name.
Oh, come on. I needed those two. Manuel.
I'm going to blink right now.
Think about going back to school and come up with an answer.
Think about touching a ladybug.
Think about Caddyshack.
That's not not a man. That was just telling him a movie.
It's Rodney Dangerfield, Manuel.
Come on,
it's Rodney Dangerfield.
Oh, no.
Jesus.
Look, we want to give away these tickets. We're not trying to keep them all for ourselves.
I feel like we're doing a good enough job, so
we're killing.
Muggs is nailing it.
Yeah.
Let's go to Juan in Newport. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Muggs.
What's up, Juan? You ready? You're not going to let me down, right?
All right, no, let's do it.
All right, here we go.
Can we talk? Don't tell your kids had an easy birth or they won't respect you. For years, I used to wake up at my daughter and say, Melissa, you ripped me to shreds. Now go back to sleep.
Damn, I want to say, did he play a bird in a Lion movie?
What? Well, it was more of, that was my female voice, but.
Oh, boy, mug hose.
I know.
What are we going to do?
Yeah, I got to work on my Joan Rivers.
Joan Rivers, right. Okay. The late, great Joan Rivers. Okay.
All right.
Yeah. I mean, we're not. Look.
That was
a lot of people in Detroit.
Okay. 0 for 3. Okay.
That may have been Muggles.
Yeah, that might have been. That was a little on me.
But Kevin from Thousand Oaks is going to help us out here. Kevin.
You can always count on a Kevin.
Right?
Sure.
All right, people.
What's up, Kevin? You ready to do this?
Kevin, what do you think of the game so far? What do you think of your fellow competitors?
I think it's pretty tough, so I can't blame us.
Okay. All right. Hopefully you do better. Here we go.
And stewardesses show you how to use the seatbelt, just in case you have not been in a car since 1965. Oh, you lift up the buckle? Oh, I was trying to break the metal apart. I thought that's how it works.
Still worth it.
What do you think there, Kev Dog?
I think we're going to go 0 for 4.
Oh, no.
What's the deal with this Kevin? Game?
One of the most famous comedians of all time ever, Jerry Seinfeld, is who we were looking for there. Jerry Seinfeld.
We should have dropped a bass on that.
By the way, just as a note, if no one gets him, that's on us, isn't it?
Well, the first two is on
no
them.
One gets us.
We'll see.
I mean, come on now.
All right. The next one has got a shot.
Here we go. Let's go to Jessica in Santa Clarita. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning.
All right, Jessica.
I think we're in sudden death, guys.
Okay.
All right.
I think if Jessica gets it, Jessica goes to April Foolishness with us. Good luck. Listen up.
Here we go. Jack and Jill went up the hill, both with a buck and a quarter. Jack came down with 250. Oh! Little boy Blue, he needed the money. Oh!
It's pretty good.
Jessica.
Oh, no.
Oh, what you got? Name the famous.
I'm sure that's a great impression of the person, but I literally have no idea who that is.
No.
That would have been Andrew Dice Clay.
This is getting rough.
Okay.
Andrew Dice Clay was the answer. Okay. Sudden death. All we need is one winner.
I feel like Mike's gonna be got
Mike.
It.
Mike, did you know any of them?
Yes, I knew like four of them.
There you go.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Agreed.
Mike and Irvine. Here we go. Sudden death. Here we go, Mike. You get the tickets.
Here we go.
You don't need gun control. You know what you need? We need some bullet control. Man, we need to control the bullets. That's right. I think all bullets should cost $5,000. $5,000 per bullet. You know why? Because if a bullet costs $5,000, there would be no more innocent bystanders.
Okay.
Oh, Jesus.
No!
No. That's the wrong answer, Mike. Try again.
Okay, Chris Rock.
Yeah! Yeah!
Wait. You have won a pair of tickets to Kevin and Bean's 11th annual April Foolishness at the Microsoft Theater. Adam Ray, Felipe Esparza, Greg Fitzsimmons, ZDF, Jamie Lee, Ray Romano. Tickets on sale now at AXS.com. Thanks for playing Beer Mug Theater.
And yet again, more proof that I am the greatest thespian that's ever roamed these halls. That was Beer Mug Theater.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show. K-Rock.
Oh, Zachary Levi's on the phone.
We are just starting.
Let's talk Shazam.
No. Just starting the segment.
Okay.
Here's the deal, you guys. We already had a great show with great comedians lined up for April Foolishness. Tickets are on sale now, AXS.com. And then somehow,
Stupid Jensen
comes up with an idea. Hey, it would be funny if Kevin and Bean battle rapped like I do on my TBS show, Drop the Mic.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
And I get why you pitched it. I understand why you think it's funny. Right. But what I don't understand is how Kevin and I said yes.
You know, I think when you hear genius, you just go with it.
Here's my thing. When he brought it up, I said, that's so far outside our comfort zone, I have to say yes, because that's my policy.
Yes.
Thinking that Bean would be the responsible one and say, no, that's ridiculous. I'm not going to do that.
That way you'd look like a good guy right. team player and I'd be the dick.
Yeah. Right. And I assumed you'd still be the dick. I mean, you're pretty consistent. So then you were like, okay. I was like, what? So
it's
now we're rapping.
Terrible idea.
Yeah.
Now, Jensen, how many non-rappers have you had to train for Drop the Mic?
At this point, probably about 80.
Oh, 80? Wow.
Yeah, gosh. About 80 non-rappers, yeah.
And have you had anyone come through the doors there who has less evident talent than Kevin or Bean?
Well, you mean in rapping or in life? Because in life, no. In rapping, yes.
In rapping.
Okay, just
in
rapping. Gronkowski, the now retired football player, mm-hmm. he came through and he couldn't. We hit a point where we couldn't keep recording him being bad at rapping. So we said, let's do it over no beat.
Oh,
and he just
really?
Acapella did it. Then we had the guy who played Tyrese in Walking Dead.
Uh-huh.
He's very bad.
Oh, no.
He wrote his own lyrics and, like, his disses. Like, we wrote real ones, mm-hmm. and then he was like, there's snot in your nose. you're wearing some diapers.
I saw that. It was not good.
It was crazy.
Well,
yeah.
At least we're not at that point yet where we have to get into the details of the battle rapping, because this is just, this is like day one of American Idol just to see if we can sing, essentially, is what this is.
This is training camp. You know, basically, we're out in Vero Beach or Arizona or wherever, just taking in the sun, see where we're sitting as far as like skill level.
This is sort of for you more than anything.
Absolutely.
To know what you're
to
dealing
know where
with.
We are. So right. I said, why don't you guys take hit songs that you guys love, rap songs that you would know, we'll play the beat, and you guys, I mean, it's just like when you're in the car listening to the radio.
And we can have the lyrics on paper, right?
Exactly.
I can read them.
You'll have that on the night of as well, so it's no different. And I figured we could start it off with a coin toss.
Okay, so who goes first or second?
Yeah,
I'm willing to let Kevin go first. We don't even have to cross
what
the
What a gentleman.
We didn't have
Does
to toss
that mean
the
coin. He's super confident and he's going to kill me?
Well, I don't know. Do you want to go first? I feel like he's giving you the worst end of the
No,
stick.
I don't mind going first.
All right.
But then if he follows me up and destroys me.
Oh, that's not happening. You don't have to worry about that.
Trouble.
Sounds like I have a free coin.
If Kevin doesn't mind going first,
right.
I would prefer to go second because that way I get my nerves out of the way through watching him.
Wow.
Okay, good.
All right. What are you going to be performing for us, Kevin?
I am going to be performing California Love.
Oh, the
all time
Dr. Dre and
his
Tupac.
Favorite rap song.
All right, could we hear a little bit of that before we hear your version?
Let me welcome everybody to the Wild Wild West, a state that's untouchable like Elliot Ness. The track hits your eardrum like a slug to your chest.
Right?
Like
it's a classic.
Jimmy in the city of
so you heard Dre's version and you thought, I can
do
on that.
Yes.
Obviously.
Of course.
Yeah.
That may be the song that I know the most.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe.
Listen, you do what you're confident with.
All right, we ready?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Gotta have this part. Now let me welcome everybody to the Wild Wild West, a state that's untouchable like Elliot Ness. The track hits your eardrum like a slug to your chest. Pack a vest for your Jimmy in the city of sex. We in that sunshine bait, we're a bomb-ass hemp beat. The state where you never find the dance floor empty. And pimps be on a mission for them greens. Lean, mean, money-making machine for the fiends. I've been in the game for 10 years making rap tunes. Ever since Hadiz was wearing Sassoon, now it's 95 and they clock check me to watch me. Diamonds like I love Rob Liberace. It's all good from the game, which is a bang. Your city is the bomb, if your city make it pay.
Oh,
throw up a finger if you feel the same way. Kevin's putting it down for California. Yeah.
Where'd you find this? Fatality.
Wow.
If I could read, that would have been good.
No,
there were only a couple missteps.
Okay.
Guys,
right.
Now, again, can I remind you, that is the first practice.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, so I would say this is all true.
This is the truth.
This
You're
is
not
the truth.
Thinking in your head, oh, I have to tell
you
him something
to
encourage him.
You would be in the top 80 percentile of people I've worked with.
Top 80?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Because remember, he's not going to be going that fast
right.
at all. He's going
right.
to be going much slower.
Mm-hmm.
It just my only
but
concern.
But it's going to be words I don't know.
I was going to say that's my only concern. My only concern is that it's not going to be a song he's heard over a million times.
Okay.
I'm going to forfeit so that way I don't have to rap.
No, you have to because Jensen, as a coach, needs to know.
I need to know where mm-hmm. we're at.
Okay. All right. Well, I have decided I'm not going quite as old school. Mm-hmm. I love Cardi B. I am all in on Cardi B.
Jesus.
And let's hear a little of the number I'm going to be doing for you. It's called I Like It.
Nah, I like dollars, I like diamonds, I like stunning, I like shining, I like $1 million deals. Where's my pen? Bitch, I'm signing. I like those Balenciagas,
the ones that look like socks.
I like going to the jeweler, I put rocks all in my watch.
Oh, man.
Texas from my
exes. I'd like to just say this. Yeah, I just like to say this. If this is good enough, let's just forget the rap and have him do this song.
I mean, this is, man. I can't believe he picked this.
I can't either.
I am filled with joy.
Do I get points for level of difficulty?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes,
absolutely.
You do. All right. Here we go. This is me doing Cardi B. Now, I like dollars. I like diamonds. I like stunting. I like shining. I like $1 million deals. Where's my pen? Bitch, I'm signing. I like those Balencias, the ones that look like socks. I like going to the jeweler. I put rocks all in my watch. I like texts from my exes when they want a second chance. I like proving people wrong. I do what they say I can. They call me Cardi Barty, banging body, spicy mommy, hot tamale, hotter than a Somali, fur coat, Ferrari. Hop out of the stew, jump into the coup, big dipper on top of the roof, flexing on bitches as hard as I can, eating halal, driving the lamb, told that bitch I'm sorry though, out my corns like Mario, yeah they call me Cardi B, I run this ass like cardio.
Damn son, where'd you find that?
Wow. I mean, that was something.
Oh, my God, I've never been happier.
Guys, we have a battle.
There is
a battle.
Okay, great.
Kevin and Bean on K-Rock, KROQ.
I got to tell you, a few people have told us that that was good.
It was great.
Please don't mock.
Right, no. But when people say that, I go, oh, they're just having a laugh at us now.
Yes, they are.
No. It was astounding.
It was great.
It was astounding.
I'm not saying I expected you guys to be horrible.
I expected a lot of flubs.
You exceeded my expectations 100-fold.
See, that's the beauty of keeping expectations really low.
Yeah.
That's the history of this show, is low expectations.
I would have forced people to pay $30 just to hear that segment, let alone come to April Foolishness.
Well, the only reason we're still on the air is because of low expectations, you guys. All right, battle rap, more details on that a little bit later.
Speaking of which, you can buy those tickets at AXS.com.
Yeah, I mean, if that didn't sell it for you, I don't know what will.
I love all this reflected glory, you guys, but Zach Levi's on the phone from Shazam. Zach, good morning.
What's up?
Hey, Mr. Big Time Movie Star. I'm glad you're not forgetting the little people in your life.
Thank God you know my official title.
Well, first of all, congratulations, obviously, yes, on Shazam. What happens when you make a movie like this and hundreds of people invest their year and a half into it, and then it finally comes out and it's a sensation and it's number one at the box office? Do they just deliver new cars to your home, or is there some sort of a big party? What happens?
new cars. Yes, as a matter of fact, I've got 3 Teslas sitting in my driveway.
Sweet.
All courtesy of all of the various studios. Man, it is so, like, honestly, what happens is I, on a daily basis, I have a moment where I just become, like, overwhelmed with emotion and I start crying a little bit. Like, you know, you make these things in a vacuum. You have no idea. I mean, I certainly showed up to work every day and gave it my all and believed that I was making good choices and trusted in my cast and my crew, and everybody was bringing their A game, but you have no idea ultimately how it's all gonna, you know, come out in the wash. And for us to have created something that is genuinely bringing people, like, legitimate joy, I always got into this business that was the biggest reason I got into the business. When I was 4 years old and I first figured out that I could make someone laugh intentionally, and that made them feel good and that made me feel good, that I didn't ever want to stop doing that. And now I get to be a superhero, the titular character of a franchise for Warner Brothers, and that movie is all over the world doing that. It's making people laugh, it's making their hearts feel full and warm, it's making them walk out of the theater floating a foot above the ground, and little kids and sometimes adults shouting Shazam as they're leaving. Like, it's so cool. It's like the greatest. I just feel so much gratitude. I'm just overcome with it. It's so cool.
But to be honest, though, that's why we have you on. Kevin will not stop yelling Shazam. So what can we do about that?
He thinks it works. He thinks it was a documentary, Zach.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's just somewhere in Kevin's faulty programming. You guys are going to have to work that out with Kevin.
Yeah.
I
you you know, you grew up let's be honest, a nerd, a geek, right?
Yeah. Still am. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, for sure. And all the years that we've spent with you down at Comic-Con, we know your credentials run deep. And as a little kid, you probably you probably worshipped superheroes. You probably dreamed of being a superhero, and you got a little bit of taste of that in that Thor Ragnarok movie. But this is, I mean, you are the man. And I can't even imagine how much you must feel like a six-year-old at work when you're putting on a costume like this.
Oh, Bud, I mean, that's honestly, I think the only reason I got the job was because I have resisted growing up in plenty of areas of my life and remained this kind of, you know, large child. And but I think in the good ways, in the fun ways.
Sure.
I still try to take on the responsibilities of life. But yeah, man. I mean, this is all total wish fulfillment for me.
When you got the role as Shazam, you had to first be excited, but then second go, you know what? I'm now the lead character in a comic book movie, superhero movie, and that crowd can be harsh at times. You had to be a little bit worried about how they were going to accept it.
Sure. I mean, there's parts of me there was that in the back of my mind and, you know, knowing what this world, but to be perfectly honest, man, prior to getting the job, I went through a very incredible, restorative, healing, transformative time in just my own personal life. And therefore, on the heels of doing that, I got this job. And therefore, I felt a lot of peace. I felt like it was meant to be. I felt like even though I couldn't totally even see it of myself, like I didn't think I was going to get the job. I thought they were going to be looking for far more famous people or far more like huge jacked dudes than me. I knew that the character of Shazam has like essentially like its bizarro version, like its doppelganger named Black Adam, who's, you know, they look identical. They just have a slightly different color scheme essentially. And I knew that The Rock had already been attached to play Black Adam. Well, if anybody came to me and said, hey, we're looking for The Rock's twin brother, you want to audition?
Right, sure.
I'm not getting that job.
That makes one of us. I thought of Zachary Levi immediately. Zachary.
Immediately. Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Having a hit movie now with Dwayne Johnson, The Rock as executive producer, are you guys like pals?
I've never met him.
See, that's crazy to me.
What?
Isn't that crazy?
No. I know. Well, look, he's a very busy man. I don't begrudge the fact that I haven't met him. Executive producers, you know, he's been an executive on this for a long time because originally the script was going to include both Black Adam and Shazam's origin stories. They realized in all that while trying to develop that, they realized that there wasn't enough time in the movie to do both origin stories. And The Rock had also become, you know, a very famous person,
yes.
Very, very famous person in those years. And, you know, The Rock was even cool enough to, you know, give us and specifically me a shout out on his Instagram the other day, which was super cool. And, you know,
I'm not trying to brag. I'm not trying to brag. I don't want to rub it in, but we've met The Rock.
Yeah,
okay?
All of us.
All of us.
Every single one of us have made $0.
We're in our final minute.
Everybody's met The Rock. Okay,
Zachary
guys,
Levi is on the phone. We're talking about Shazam in theaters now, America's number one film. It is beloved already. I have to ask this question, and that is, especially when you brought up you're part of the larger DC movie universe now, will Shazam interact now? I mean, like in the next Wonder Woman movie, is it possible there'll be a Shazam? Are they going to start fitting them together like they do?
Let me start with, this is all well above my pay grade. Like, I have no idea what they're going to be doing as far as the greater universe is concerned, although I have every faith in my bosses at DC and New Line and Warner Brothers, truthfully. And I look forward to however that's going to play out. As far as Wonder Woman's concerned, Wonder Woman takes place in 1984, and Billy Batson is not even born at that point, so I don't think that Shazam, and they've already shot the whole movie, so I don't think Shazam's going to make a cameo.
All right, that last part I can't argue with. I think they could figure out a way to make the other thing work if they wanted to, but a good point there, yes. It could not have happened to a nicer guy. We are not only delighted with the film, but we're so happy and proud of you, Zach. Congratulations on all your hard work, man. It really paid off on the screen, and we love that you took the time to come on the Kevin and Bean Show like you do.
It genuinely means the world to me that you guys have believed in me for so many years and been so kind, and that you're proud of me makes me proud. So thank you.
Best of luck to you, sir. Talk to you again soon. Bye-bye.
Bless you guys. Talk to you soon.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show, the world famous K-Rock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's do a little Who's the Dick? I like it. Here's the deal, you guys. Like many, we just had that viral video last week of that parking standoff in Koreatown.
Right.
A lot of us live in neighborhoods where you depend on street parking. Mm-hmm. And I am one of those. I park on the street wherever I can find it. My neighbor, since I moved in, I've been living in New Orleans now for 3 years. My neighbor has a sign on the fence next to her house that says, "No parking, do not block driveway, tow zone." Okay?
Okay.
And she's got a sliding fence there that opens into her backyard. In other words, she doesn't have a driveway.
What?
She puts up a no parking, do not block driveway tow zone. And what I understood from when I first moved in is they did that because they had put in a petition with the city to allow a driveway. Because apparently you have to get some sort of a permission to put a driveway in. Right. So they put the sign up, but they don't have a driveway. So when I came home from grocery shopping the other day at the Fresh Market, I went ahead and parked in front of that sign, in front of her house, okay?
Just because you're a rule breaker and an outlaw?
Well, I mean, that's what we'll get into when we find out who the dick is. Okay. So I went ahead and parked there, and because I didn't have any place else to go, I left my car there. In other words, I didn't go out later and then move it to another spot when a spot opened up on my side of the street, okay?
Right.
So that was on Friday. I went out on Saturday, and I had a note under my windshield from my neighbor.
Uh-huh.
It's never good news when there's a note on your car. Ever, ever, ever.
Hey, really great parking job. Nothing like that.
Love being your neighbor.
Come over for a crawfish boil. Mm-hmm. And by the way, this might be a good opportunity to interject and say, do you leave a note on a neighbor's car that you know, or do you seek them out in person?
Do you know
knock
the person?
On their door? Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, we're not friends, but we're friendly. We see each other. We talk to each other. We pass each other, walk on our dogs.
I would guess the note on the car is, I'm not positive if we'll see each other when we need to, and I want to let you know at first.
Oh, see,
chance?
I think it's the passive aggressive.
You do passive aggressive.
I'd like to hear what it says before I rule.
You're okay. A great neighbor, Bean. Mm-hmm.
Fair enough. I truly understand and do not mind your temporary use of my driveway for unloading your car and the like. I know how difficult it can be to park in the neighborhood. Please do not take advantage of my driveway by leaving your car there for long periods of time, however, as it is unfair to me.
Now, the homeowner, driveway.
No driveway. Wait, okay. It is unfair to me, the homeowner, when you leave your car there for over 24 hours. Please be courteous, and I will do the same best. Now, my initial response was, you can park in front of my house anytime you want because I don't have a driveway either, so I don't have any claim to any real estate on this street.
There was a blue truck in front of your house. It was doing some of the kind of yard work. Right.
I wanted $40. So I don't claim that the people – I don't put up a fake sign in front of my house so that people won't start park there just so I have a convenient parking space when I come home. I feel like that's what she did. I feel like the fact that she doesn't have a driveway doesn't give her the right to enforce no parking, do not block driveway tow zone.
Did she not have any place to park?
I mean, she would have been in the same situation any of us would have been in.
But it wouldn't matter.
The
she has no claim.
That's what
I
feel.
There is no, you can't just make up things. Like, I like when you're in like a mini mart and people put up just their own handwritten sign, cleaners parking only. You can't do that. That's not real. It's not a real thing.
I feel fairly confident that she's the dick in this case.
Yes.
I do, but I don't know. I mean, does she have any kind of a point at all?
Is there an indentation? Is it just straight curb from there? Is there an indentation like there could be a driveway there?
No, I think it's... here in New Orleans, most of the sidewalks are falling into the Gulf.
Good.
So
okay,
there's
good.
Very good. Little concrete left anywhere. I would say no, there is no indentation suggesting a driveway is coming anytime soon.
Could you have parked in front of your own house?
No. This was the only parking space on the street.
But there is a little gate there that would lead to a driveway.
Absolutely. So yeah. In other words, if she could put in a driveway and the gate opens wide enough for a car to go in, but she'd have to put a driveway in her backyard. But, I guess she could do it, but she hasn't.
Listen, if she had a mansion, she would have built a mansion. This is all figured. She's making up the rules. This isn't real. Is anyone with me here?
Up false? Yes.
Yes, they're not real things. She says, this is my spot. You can't just do that.
But if it's her property...
But the street is her property?
If there's a driveway that could be there...
But it isn't. Who cares if it could be there?
Okay, now if we want to talk about just pure, like, good neighbor stuff, Bean, would you say that everyone sort of understands that their front spot is theirs?
No, not at all. I think you park... See, especially since I live on a street
that's like
the people who live a block off Melrose or a block off Ventura, any one of those busy streets with lots of stores and restaurants, people always park in the neighborhood so they don't have to pay to park on the main street, right? They always park in front. And that's what it's like at my house, okay? So you just grab a spot where you can find a spot.
Have you ever seen anyone else park there except for her car?
Yes.
But nobody has left a car there
for 24 hours, though. And that was her beef is like, look, I get it once in a while, but don't abuse the
privilege. Could you have gone out later in the night and found a spot in front of your house?
Yes.
When the blue truck moved.
Again, that is just courtesy. And that, I mean, we can rule on courtesy if you like. But if we're going by law, I had the same decision.
Here's the thing, because I know we're out of time. I felt like I was in the right, but I also felt a little icky upsetting my neighbor because I don't want to start any kind of a neighbor feud. She's a nice lady.
Neighbor feuds are the best, Bean.
But I know you have them with neighbors on both sides of you, Kevin. But I'm curious why Allie is so uneasy to rule that she's the dick.
I just feel like if she has what looks like a driveway, and I'm still not truly convinced that she doesn't have an indentation in the curb. Okay. If there's an indentation in the curb, then she has a driveway.
Does she ever park there?
She can't park in the driveway. She can only park where, like I parked, sideways.
Why can't she park in the driveway if she opens that gate?
It's not a driveway.
That's not a driveway.
What I'm saying is I question that there's a curb there. So it, in fact, is a driveway.
Not a driveway.
So this is just straight
down. It's a sidewalk, fence, backyard. That's what she's got. If she put in a driveway, she could open that fence and pull right in.
Read the note again, because that might also reflect. What did she write in the note?
It's basically F you, Bean.
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
Well, I thought it was just I'd rather you didn't or be nice or something. It sounded nice to me when she wrote
passive.
The note.
Okay.
She says it's unfair to me, the homeowner, when you leave your car there for over 24 hours. Please be courteous and I will do the same. So it sounds to me like she's trying to equate her parking in front of my house that I have no claim to with me parking in front of her house that she has no claim to.
Time to get a sign.
Listen, to quote Steven Mnuchin, it's time to hit the gravel. We need to figure out who is the dick.
Am I the dick? Okay. Yes or no?
I don't think you're the dick, but I don't think she's the dick either. And I also think it might be a driveway. I think there's
no dick there.
I think Bean might be
I'll take some more pictures for you today, Allie, so you feel better.
She is the dick. That's it.
So we're ruling?
For me, at least.
The neighbor is the dick.
Thank you. I feel so vindicated.
It's Kevin and Bean on K-Rock. K-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
Time for another What's Happening, Allie McKay, and then we'll talk all things Lakers with our friend Petrus coming up right after 8.
Well, yesterday I talked about how you can get tickets for Nipsey Hussle's memorial service that's Thursday at Staples Center. Tickets went quick. And, of course, you saw people trying to sell them, which is disgusting.
Yep.
And they're non-transferable, so you're not going to be able to even take a picture and send them to somebody. You're not going to be able to get in on somebody else's ticket, so don't even bother.
But how are they going to check ID? If I get their hard ticket in my hand when I show up at Staples Center.
I don't think it's a hard ticket.
It was done on the AXS website.
And here's what I found out about the AXS website. When you have tickets on there, it changes the barcode every 60 seconds.
Oh, wow.
Whoa.
Yes.
That's fancy.
Just to make sure that you can't screen cap it and send it to somebody else, then it's an outdated one.
That can change everything.
That that's the way they do it.
That's great.
That's wonderful.
By the way,
I would think that would change scalpers, everything.
That's the way they do it at the Galaxy Games. Always. Always, yeah. Every 60 seconds.
Well, because tickets went so fast, sources close to Nipsey Hussle told the media that since tickets went so fast that they are going to do a very long funeral procession following the memorial service Thursday at Staples Center. They're going to do a 25.5-mile path LA and the neighborhoods that Hussle called home. So that's all happening Thursday, and that's before reaching the funeral home in the Crenshaw District. But the procession will pass by his Marathon clothing store, of course, where he was gunned down on March 31st, just so enough people can line up on that route and pay their respects as well.
Unreal.
And there are plans in place to rename the intersection of Slauson Avenue and Crenshaw Boulevard after him and call it Nipsey Hussle Square. So a lot of stuff in the works. You
it's
guys?
It's a shame he wasn't around to see it.
That's a sucky story.
Mm-hmm. I mean, sorry, guys. Sorry about
not
that.
Your fault.
Okay.
But yeah.
Can I interest you, Kevin? You're already out. I know it.
But nope.
New movie coming called Summer Loving. It's going to be a prequel to Grease. It's in the works right now at Paramount. Jensen, this might interest you.
Go on.
No!
Big Fish writer John August attached to the story.
Oh, I love Real Big Fish.
Right? No, Big Fish, the
I'm
movie.
I'm surprised, to be honest with you, though, like, I don't think Grease will sound good with a horn section.
No, it's not. It's not Real Big Fish.
But
it's,
they all have wallet chains. No. That makes sense.
It's the movie Big Fish.
No!
It's Tim Burton, Big Fish.
Sell out!
I don't think...
With Grease, yeah.
Oh, my God, no way.
I agree with that guy. Mm-hmm. I don't think we want or need a Grease prequel.
It's the story of how Danny and Sandy first got together before the original film.
No.
It's inspired by the popular Grease song Summer Nights, where Danny and Sandy separately tell their friends about the summer fling they had. Before they shared the events in the musical.
Right, but the only people alive who would remember that and care about that are too old to go to the movies.
Oh! Really?
Honestly. Wow. You're talking about a prequel to a movie from what, 1978?
1978. By the way, biggest box office hit of the year, grossed $181 million. That's in 1978.
Yeah, great movie, great box office for more than 40 years ago. But I'm saying, who's the audience today for that?
That equates to over $700 million in money today. Okay.
I don't know.
No way.
This doesn't seem like a smart move.
I agree.
Okay.
Agreed.
What about this? You're sitting at the movies in Ipswich, England. You're getting ready to see Peppa Pig, Festival of Fun.
Peppa Pig.
And then you see a preview for a movie called Brightburn. A superhero horror film shows a child wearing a mask, seemingly killing a bloodied woman. The trailer shows flashes of hanging bodies. As if that's not enough, sitting in that theater, again waiting for Peppa Pig, Festival of Fun.
That may have been a mistake.
The next preview is a trailer for Ma. Sexual violence, blood, bodies all over the screen, and a scene of a teen being hit by a truck again before you see Peppa Pig Festival of Fun. And
that
I say to you, people of Ipswich, England, how would you react to something like this? Take it away, Bean.
I don't think it's appropriate for my children to see that.
Getting better every day.
Well, but is there an official statement from the Queen?
Well, it's not appropriate for people like that.
Oh, an agreement. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Bean, how would you calm down your kid that just wanted to see Peppa Pig?
It's not real. Don't worry. It's just scary people.
That's a terrible idea.
Why do you keep doing this to me?
What about a kid that's
that's enough. We got the story already.
How would the kid react?
How would the kid react exactly? All right.
Mommy, I'm so scared. I don't know what's going on. Hold me.
Hold me.
You guys hold are me. Literally searching for stories that take place in England so I can hear this.
So good.
Oh, God, you're a gift. You guys, it was a bad situation in Ipswich, England.
Sorry, we're out of time.
Oof.
But what if they complain to one of the people that work at the theater? What would they have said?
Like, for like a free ticket.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
I can't do anything for you. I just work here.
Such anger.
Wow, that was a... Wow.
I didn't make the trailers. I just sweep up and serve popcorn. Beat it, kid.
And this guy thinks he's going to have a hard time getting a job.
Right?
Come on. He's got different voices.
Okay, Bean, the kid now goes home, but wakes up in the middle of the night,
remembering.
Rushes into the parents' mm-hmm. room. What does the child say to the parents?
Mommy, I had the worst nightmare. It's so scary. Hold me.
And then what does the dad say?
I don't know.
Yeah, what does dad say?
What does the dad say to call him?
Dad left 4 years ago for a pack of smokes and never came back.
What would that sound like, though?
What would he say walking into the packy to get some smokes?
Love, I'm just running out for some smokes. I'll be right back.
Fast forward 2 years, she realizes he's never coming back. What does the wife say?
I don't think my husband's going to return. I think I've kept dinner on the stove too long.
This is quite a scene.
Yeah! Oh, God, I love today so much.
The kids love it.
Woo! All right.
We don't have
some birthdays for you. Haley Joel Osment, Mandy Moore, Charlie Hunnam, Daisy Ridley, Q-Tip, Maren Morris, David Harbour, and John Madden. John Madden.
No, not you, Kevin?
Nope.
And no one told me.
I'm sorry. Up a little note that says, Bean, we're out of Madden clips.
next hour, we'll enjoy some
Coach Madden. Where'd that truck come from?
What do you think John Madden would sound like if he was British?
And that's what's happening.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show. K-Rock.
Pre-game press conference for the Lakers' final game of the year, and I have bad news for you guys. The Lakers lost last night.
What?
I know.
Man, right at the buzzer.
I know. So sad to see that they lost. So the season is over. I don't think anyone was expecting this, certainly not the way it went down yesterday, but here's a little taste of the head of basketball operations, Magic Johnson, in the press conference.
And then I got a great life. I was like, damn, I got a great life outside of this. What am I doing? You know, I got a beautiful life. So I'm going to go back to that beautiful life. And I'm looking forward to it. And somebody going to have to tell my boss, because I know she's going to be sick, but I know I couldn't face her face to face and tell her, even though I was just with her yesterday. And we had a 3-hour meeting about the direction of this great organization. And so today, Rachel, I'm free, my love.
Have you really not told Jeannie yet?
No, I haven't. I couldn't stand to tell her. But the one thing that she had in me, somebody she could trust and loyal to her. And then I will be that as well. I've been talking to people walking here. We've been talking about next year, and I'm sitting there saying, I'm not going to be here.
All right, listen.
Not my problem.
Wow.
I didn't tell Jeannie because I couldn't, but she still loves and trusts me wholeheartedly and still will.
Well, because of his loyalty. Clearly, you saw his loyalty on display yesterday with the way that he resigned. He made the Lakers look good.
I'm now nervous this is how Bean's going to leave the show.
That's weird.
Well, look, there was only one name we had in mind of who we had to talk to.
Oh, it's Laker hater Petros Papadakis?
And that was Bill Plachke from the LA Times, but he refused their request to come on.
Too busy.
So here's the P for the Petros Buddy Radio Show, AM 570 LA Sports. Hi, Petros. How are you, man?
Hey, what's poppin'? What do you mean, Laker hater? I love everybody. I'm a lover of people, and I do believe the Lakers to be one of the finest organizations in the history of sports, which is why last night was such an embarrassment.
It was so shabby.
Why did it feel like we were all still in high school, and that was just the wrong move, and somebody should have said something, and no one did, and what's happening over there?
Well, I think when you see the way Magic Johnson handled the whole thing, and kind of the benefit of the doubt that everybody's given Magic Johnson, I don't know, for the last 20 years, it's kind of telling as to why there has been so much dysfunction in this new era of the Lakers when it was supposed to be the elimination of dysfunction. I mean, mm-hmm. Magic Johnson replaced Jim Buss, who was painted in the media as a buffoon.
Right.
And he doesn't look like that big of a buffoon. I don't think Jim Buss would have ever done that. So it was really, it was, look, you guys know I was never a big proponent of Magic being in charge of the Lakers, and I'm not a proponent of the next Laker GM, Kobe Bryant. But I have to say, it was really uncomfortable and sad, and I was sorry for Jeannie. I was sorry for him. I was sorry for Luke Walton and everybody involved because
okay,
let me
we're going to go back to your Kobe comment, but I have to ask. So am I understanding you correctly saying that he wasn't the right man for the job in part because there was so much deference paid to him that people let him slide on too much stuff because he's perhaps the greatest Laker of all time?
Well, I think what you saw last night was a pretty clear indication that Magic does not want to be criticized in his life after basketball.
My life before this was great. Why don't I go back to it?
Yeah, he doesn't want legitimate criticism or observation. He wants to be celebrated, and he wants to be beloved by everybody.
He should run for president then. That's how that job works.
No one hates the president.
By the way, that press conference had some Trumpian feel to it.
It did.
And the truth is, I mean, you guys have met Magic Johnson, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and he is an electric, wonderful, giving, loving person. I mean, when you're in a room with Magic Johnson,
he's bigger than life.
Yeah, he's blinding. Yeah.
What you've said about him, what if he smiles at you, he's got you.
Yep.
So, I mean, he's definitely, and he does wonderful things in the community every single day. That does not mesh with what it takes to run a modern NBA franchise.
Okay, but let's say that this is the right decision for him. He didn't enjoy being in that position. He wasn't doing a good job. He was taking a lot of criticism. Why not go ahead and talk to Jeannie about it? Like, the way he went about it was so odd.
Yeah, what is he avoiding? I mean, he beat HIV. Why can't he talk to Jeannie Buss in the face? I mean, it's crazy.
He grabbed Jim Hill, who was very sympathetic and did a lot of nodding and speaking kind of off mic, like, oh, yeah, that's right, Magic. Oh, I understand. You know, I mean, there was a lot of that. And I can't answer that. You know, for a guy that's supposed to be, and look, the guy owned the Transamerica building for a while. He owned Fat Burgers. You know, he's been a wildly successful businessman. For a guy that really knows how to handle his business, I mean, I hear commercials on the radio about buying the Magic Johnson business plan and knowing the next pass and going to these seminars where Magic speaks about business. This did not seem like a wise business decision.
But it does make sense, though, because this is a man that has never had to be held accountable for anything bad. So now that people are like, hey, you've made some bad decisions. Oh, you can't be tweeting like you're tweeting. It's a guy that finally was getting some repercussions for decisions he was making.
Allie, he wants to tweet.
He wants to tweet. He said
he wants, in the press conference.
He
wants to tweet.
It's insane to me.
But I would say he did have a point when he said, if I tweet Russell Westbrook, what an amazing thing you did.
That's not what happened.
That's what he said, though, in the press conference.
That's how he wants to paint it.
Had he done that, then it would have been, you know, bad because he's the president of the Lakers and blah, blah, blah.
How much of this is our friend Petros Papadakis from the Petros Money Radio Show talking about Magic Johnson's resignation yesterday as president of basketball operations. How much of this was the dispute between him and Jeannie over firing Coach Walton?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know what was said in that 3-hour meeting. We still don't know what's going to happen with Luke Walton. I know for a fact that Laker ownership was sympathetic to the position that they put Luke Walton in.
Oh, it's impossible.
Yeah, they put him in an impossible situation, and we all know Luke Walton, and he's a great guy, and I feel bad for his position, too, and I don't think he deserves what he got, and he didn't deserve to be the scapegoat, so maybe Magic just scapegoated himself. I don't know. Whatever it is, it smells of dysfunction, and we thought this dysfunction was going to be over, but LeBron and his people didn't bring the playoffs, or any kind of stability.
And you hinted it, but is it Kobe Bryant next? I've also heard, you know, Lakers fans praying that Jerry West leaves the Clippers when his contract's up. I mean, who takes the job?
Well, listen, Jerry West is an 80-year-old man. And he wanted to consult. Mm-hmm. You know, he wanted to consult with the Lakers, and they didn't want him. They hired Magic and Rob Pelinka instead.
Yeah.
And now the Clippers are in a better position than the Lakers, as far as cap space
and
the rumors of who wants to play there and stuff like that.
Now, Palinka's got to step down, right?
That's what it seems like to me. He didn't get a great endorsement from Magic in that situation at all.
All right, last question for me, Pete, because we're almost out of time. Does this help or hurt the ability for the Lakers to be an impressive destination for available basketball players in the summertime? Do they look at this as a good move because now the organization will somehow be more stable, or is it just more a sign of dysfunction? I got to stay away from that.
Well, I think it just, I mean, first of all, do you want to play with LeBron? I mean, LeBron gets all the credit if you win, and if you lose, you take all the blame. So that has to factor in here as well.
I know a lot of people. I know a lot of people say that, and it's probably true, but you could also win a championship, and still, although LeBron gets most of the praise, you won a championship. Yeah. That's something.
Yeah, well, the Kyrie Irving, the Paul George, I mean, all that stuff, it's not me saying it. It's the writing on the wall. Would you please be quiet, dear? I'm talking about the Lakers.
By the way, your wife sounds really young.
Yeah, she's three. She kept me up all night. Now she's messing with my yoga army guys. Put those back.
I don't understand what's happening right now.
All right. We're going to let Petros go deal with his family situation. And we'll be hearing much more about this topic this afternoon on AM 570 LA Sports. Petros and Wendy from 3 till 7. Thanks, dude.
We're on at 1 today at Legends in Long Beach.
That's what he meant.
Even better. Talk to you then.
Grand Prix.
All right. Thank you, P. We got to go.
Bye.
Bye.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, we got time for one more look at what's happening with LMK.
You guys, tonight is a big night for the Clippers. They're going to be honoring retiring broadcaster Ralph Lawler. It's marking his final regular season game.
Hi, this is Ralph Lawler of the Clippers. Bingo! You're with Kevin and Bean on K-Rock.
Legend, first of all.
He's my guy,
yeah,
man.
40
Second of all,
seasons.
How many hours of your adult life have you spent in the company of Ralph Lawler on your television, Jensen?
Jeez, I mean, I genuinely don't remember a memory of watching a Clipper game without him.
Yeah.
No clue.
I'm not going to say anything.
What were you going
to
say?
I was going to say it has to suck to be a legend and an announcer and have all of those bad seasons.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that was really rough.
He sat through quite a lot of garbage.
Yeah. 40 seasons with the team, you guys.
Insane.
No big deal. There's going to be a logo honoring Lawler on the court tonight. Clippers players will wear a special shooting shirt thanking Lawler for all his years. And fans will be able to sign a giant thank you, Ralph card at Staples Center. And the first 10,000 fans in attendance, bobbleheads.
Yep.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah, it's a good night.
Question.
Yeah.
Well, see, this is that's debatable.
Question.
Does he get a statue? But I think the answer is no.
Not because, next to a Chick Hearn.
I know.
But, no offense. But
are there Clipper statues at all?
Oh, come on. What are you?
Okay, no.
We don't even have a jersey up.
Okay.
Well, why wouldn't he get a statue?
I know, that's what
Isn't
I'm saying.
Isn't he a Hall of Fame broadcaster?
I think it's more about who's going where. Like, if the Lakers do leave, Lawler definitely deserves
I mean, he either does or he doesn't. I would suggest that he does, but far enough away from Chick Hearn.
You mean like over near like Urban Plates?
Yeah, like that's way, over, yeah, across like, the street.
Yeah, over
where they
LA
put
line.
That ice rink?
Yeah,
across
yeah.
the street. Yeah.
Yeah. Put it inside the burger place. You just have to go in there, order a burger, and see it. Yeah.
Do you think he needs a statue?
Yeah, 40 years with the same team? Sure. It's just that the Clippers don't have an ownership on the stadium in the same way that the Lakers do, so it's difficult. But I don't know. I mean, I think eventually Chris Paul will have his jersey retired at the Clippers.
You think so?
Yeah, probably.
He played long enough for the Clippers?
Yeah, I mean, listen, when you have nothing, you got to own something.
Yeah, but
so, yeah, right. That and Blake Griffin. We drafted Blake Griffin.
Sure.
I don't know. Whatever. It's a sad existence.
But he's not going to want to. Okay.
It's a sad existence.
It is. I mean, you know, the guy's been with the team 40 years.
If somebody deserves a statue from the Clippers, it's him. It's Ralph Lawler.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's a sad existence.
Just put it around the corner on Figueroa. Yeah.
Over at El Compadre.
Bean, are you saying he wouldn't want it there if they wind up not staying there? Type of thing?
No, if the Lakers move.
If the Lakers move, we own the stadium more.
We were talking about Blake Griffin, and I was just saying that I think the Clippers will be so far in his rearview mirror after he wins a championship with what other team he's with that he won't care to be associated with the Clippers.
I mean, he wouldn't even shake Ballmer's hand, supposedly, this last trip. So.
He ran from it.
Yeah.
Which was awesome.
Yikes.
Lawler's Law. That's what he says when the team scores 100. First team to 100.
Wins.
Always wins. It's Lawler's Law.
Are you in the running to replace Mr. Lawler?
Bingo!
Good enough.
Thanks.
I'm so bored.
Now you know how it feels to be a Clippers fan.
You guys, have you heard about this Netflix 8-part docuseries called Our Planet?
I watched a bit of it.
I have not.
Did you? Well, it's by David Attenborough. Excuse me. Released on Friday. It's the purpose of documenting climate change around the world. And thank you, Netflix. One episode focuses on how dissipating ice levels in Russia have impacted the country's walrus population.
Fake.
So they show these walruses attempting to climb up a cliff near the ocean that used to be covered in ice. Mm-hmm. Several falling from the ledge to the ground below, either severely injured or dying impact.
It's awful. Oh,
and people are losing their minds. They're saying they're traumatized. Why would you even show this?
Well, it's one thing to hear about the polar bears who have no ice to walk on. Mm-hmm. It's another thing to actually see them stuck out there with nowhere to go. You know, it's, I mean, you put it in front of people on video and it affects you.
I'll tell you two things. Uh-huh. We sat down to watch it. Danielle and I got in front of it. I had to Google, is our planet CGI? It is not. It looks CGI.
It looks fake.
Yes, it looks fake.
But it's verified that it's not?
I verified it's
not. Okay, good.
Then the second part, we got 15 minutes and turned it off. Too sad. She was crying. I was crying.
Too sad.
First episode.
Well, some experts say that the walruses were actually escaping polar bears, but Netflix insists that their biologists confirmed that the animals are being forced to gather on land because there is less ice available. It sounds like a real bummer.
Yeah, but we know climate change is fake. So when you're watching it, just realize that.
I told you I read the book, the big book that's out on that right now, This Uninhabitable Earth.
Yeah, right.
And I'm telling you, it is terrifying. Terrifying. People have got to wake up to what's really happening. I mean, we'll all be dead, but your kids better learn to swim, Kevin, is what I'm saying.
This took a real turn.
Did.
I just want to talk about dead walruses.
I'm gonna just keep it a bean.
You guys, let's talk about that Jeopardy contestant who doesn't quite know how to smile yet, and he just looks like that emoji where it's just all teeth.
Mm-hmm. Do you love him? Do you not love him?
Here's the thing.
Because you love Ken. Is that his name?
Ken Jennings.
Ken Jennings.
Yeah, but, very personable.
I'm
human and nice.
If you want to talk favorites, we'll talk Austin. Loved him. I loved Alec Jacobs. He was wonderful.
My favorite's the guy that told the story about the smashed pennies.
Uh-huh. Yes, he looked like a psycho. I love Buzzy. I like a personable kind of guy.
Okay.
Am I saying that James doesn't have much of a personality?
Yes.
No, he absolutely doesn't. But here's the thing. Not a lot of time for personality when you are nailing these categories. There's no time for him to be like, look at me, check me out. Because he's insane, you guys. He won the episode last night with a total of $110,914.
What's the average of a winner of a night?
A big night for someone is $25,000. You're like, whoa, look at that game. That was great. But by the way, the previous record before last night, $77,000.
That was the record.
That was the record from 2010. So Tuesday's night, that was his fourth consecutive victory. He's got $250,000 already. The guy's doing amazing.
He should tell his face then.
He should tell his face. He's not super excitable, but I do enjoy him. But
his smile looks like the one that are on ISIS videos where it's like, I'm okay. don't worry about me. Yeah. I'm going to be all right. Like that.
It's like he's learning how to smile every night. But
and how awkward is it? Like, it's not already the most awkward part of the show when Alex goes up to do the chit-chat for the second round for him to try to pretend to have a conversation with a human.
Yeah.
Because the AI is not quite there yet. I mean, he's got the computer brain that has access to all the answers.
He's a human.
Well,
is he though? This last episode, I saw a little bit of smoke coming from his back during the conversation. Yeah,
I think his speech program still needs a little help. It's not quite as natural as it should sound.
Yeah, and when he walks, I hear it's like RoboCop.
Needs to be oiled up.
Oiled up, yeah.
Yeah. Well, he is a professional sports gambler from Las Vegas. I've done a little bit of reading up on James because I will admit I passed judgment on him the first night, and I thought that guy has bodies. Buried somewhere.
Right.
And
you do get a sense of that sometimes.
Something's off. But then found out he's done all sorts of shows where he's won pretty big. And he also, he competes in bridge tournaments.
Oh, boy.
Like, when I think of gambling, bridge is not really the game I think of.
That's where you find the suckers.
That's his game in Vegas that he's a professional
at? That's where he's made a lot of money.
Huh.
And even his wife was on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Like, this is just a family of wicked smarts. That's all
when they find the bodies in the basement.
Right?
I have a feeling that he will be the winningest winner in all of Jeopardy. I think he'll make the most money and the most. Even if he doesn't beat Ken Jennings, I think, 74-game streak, I think he's going to make more money in a smaller amount of time.
Yeah, because of the way he plays. I mean, he goes for it. He puts so much money up on the daily doubles. And he starts every category with the most expensive amount of money he can win.
Yeah.
Highest return. I mean, the guy is playing using a gambler's brain here.
Wow. That is a very savvy analysis right there.
But Ken Jennings has turned his Jeopardy appearance into a career.
He's a
best-selling author. Mm-hmm. He's got, you know, puzzles in the paper. He does all sorts of stuff. James is going to have none of that.
Yeah, he's very engaging, and James doesn't seem to quite.
He's
going to
release like a soap or some very boring thing.
paint. You can just watch it dry.
Also, it would be beige, first of all.
Yeah, it
beige.
Would be.
You're right. It's a good point. Also, today Charles Van Doren died. Which is a very Jeopardy-based kind of... Or am I stealing your next word?
No.
Oh, am I?
You're stealing a story that no one cares about.
It's just that I feel like I killed him.
Well, is true.
Yeah, but
we off-air talked about the movie Quiz Show, because obviously this Jeopardy guy is showing that kind of is-he-cheating feeling. Charles Van Doren, who was the center of the Quiz Show scandal back in the day, great movie by Robert Redford made about him. We talked about him yesterday, and you asked if he was dead.
Mm-hmm. He died. And I believe I also said, well, he will be soon. And then
he died yesterday. He's played by Ralph Fiennes in the film, if you remember that.
Murder.
Great movie, though.
Great movie. Great
fatality. Fatality.
Anyone else you want to kill off?
It's the third one.
I know.
It's starting to scare us.
Yeah, in a month.
And I wish I hadn't spoken so much about Ralph Lawler.
Whoa.
Man.
Let's move on. Some birthdays for you. Haley Joel Osment. Mandy Moore. Charlie Hunnam, Daisy Ridley, Q-Tip, Maren Morris, David Harbour, and John Madden.
Wild Ben, Halloween's not in here yet. Wait till Halloween gets here.
Do they have a game Halloween?
No. Halloween comes in the middle of the week, I think. But the frost is starting to get on the pumpkin.
Yes, it is. And some of it.
I think some of them are. I don't know if they're dressing up in Purple Pride or if they're dressing up for Halloween.
Well, some of it.
Or a birthday party, maybe.
It's not going to freeze.
Where?
Not around here. Not that kind of decoration.
Won't freeze today, but eventually everything's going to freeze here.
Who's his broadcast partner that was trying desperately to keep up with that? Pat Summerall. Understand what John Madden was talking about.
Bless him.
Tried to add to it, but it was going different directions.
He's like a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
Oh, he is, yeah. As a coach and as a broadcaster. He is still alive, by the way. He doesn't do the... until last season, I want to say. Maybe the season before, he was still doing the Monday morning call into the radio station to talk about the Raiders, even though it's not his team anymore. But he's completely retired now, as far as I know. And he and his wife are just crisscrossing the country in the van.
Just eating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Happy birthday, Coach.
Yeah. Happy birthday.
Glad you brought up that he's still alive, since we're talking about his birthday.
Well, I just think a lot of people may. Well, he's been gone off the, you know, the radar a long time.
Allie, you want to say
that is a very savvy analysis.
Do you want to say you're surprised he's alive?
He's gonna live for a while.
I just think it's cool that they made the video game and then he did get into football.
Yeah.
It's coincidental.
Listen, that's what's happening.
Thank you all. And you drive home today, listen to a commercial-free 5 p.m. hour, random act of helpfulness, and me, SoCal helpful Honda dealers. Tomorrow morning, an all-new Kevin and Bean Show. Get up on this with Jensen. We've got People Are Dumb. We have Cheers with Mugs. We have Dr. Drew on the show and your tickets to April Foolishness and Coachella, both tomorrow.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show, K-Rock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.